Part A.
When we see people becoming successful, or those who got rich or found fame, we tend to compare our lives to theirs. On today's show, we'll discuss how comparing ourselves to others who are more successful in life affects us. Chatting with us today is a world-renowned psychologist, Dr. Joseph Warner. Welcome, Dr. Warner.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
We're happy you're here. Now, I understand that at the core of your psychology study is inequality, and you've written a new book about it, especially about economic inequality. Can you give me a little background as to why you decided on this particular subject? Have you personally experienced inequality that has affected you?
Sure. When I was in elementary school, I got a free cafeteria lunch every day. One day, there was a new cashier, and she asked me for money for my lunch, though it had always been free for me. It was an awkward moment, not only because I had no money, but also because I realized most of the other kids were able to pay for their own lunch every day. That was when it dawned on me that I was a poor kid, and as a result, I started thinking of myself differently. Suddenly, I was aware of it.
I quite often have a bad feeling when I'm getting on a plane and passing all of those expensive, comfortable-looking first and business class seats to go way into the back and squeeze into my economy seat.
That's precisely the feeling. You're suddenly aware that you are not as affluent and not among those who are privileged. You're walking past the higher classes, deep into your own lower class.
It's sort of a vicious upward spiral, isn't it? People who sit in economy class are comparing themselves to the ones in first class. So that means the people in first class are most likely comparing themselves to the ones who own private jets. And I bet it goes on and on.
Yes, there is definitely that trend. We don't really know the reasons because it's pretty painful to compare yourself to people who have what you don't. Nevertheless, people do it because it helps inspire them to strive to get to that level, I think.
I'd like to get back to the incident you described when you were in the school cafeteria. How did your feelings change after that?
So, I became aware that I was a poor kid. I usually wore the same clothes, for instance, while some children wore different clothes every day, and my school bag was an old, dirty hand-me-down from my older brother. Comparisons like that gave me the feeling that I was getting poorer and poorer, even though nothing had changed.
The point is that while you weren't any poorer than before, the incident made you feel like you were getting poorer.
That's right. What's worse, I couldn't stop comparing myself to others once it had started. Thus, when we feel inequality, we begin to compare, and that can be beyond our control.
Very interesting and quite scary. Thank you for sharing your experience with us, Dr. Warner.
It's been a pleasure.